We are here at the 2018 NAFQ's 51st annual conference. Yeah, 51 of them. And we're here in Seattle, where this is kind of a cool convention area. It's a kind of an open ceiling, all glass, and that's why it's so bright in here.
And we have great weather, so the sun is shining through.
Exactly, exactly. And speaking of bright and sun shining, I'm here with my fellow San Diegan, Gary Devin from Mission Federal Credit. How are you, Gary?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. This is a great way for me to start out my day. So thank you very much for being our first interview.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I didn't realize I was the first. So
You are. I know the conference just kind of kicked off and everything, but Dan Berger just gave his kind of keynote in there. Right. What are your thoughts on what he said?
Oh, he's spot on. I think the whole idea behind innovation, and you have to, in order to be successful, you have to execute with an appropriate strategy.
Yep.
So I think he lined up that, and that was his theme throughout. He mentioned it probably a dozen times.
He did.
And all. So no, it was spot on, I thought.
Indeed, and he kind of used Amazon and Starbucks as examples of kind of innovation, strategy, and execution, all that type of stuff.
I thought it was successful companies and things, and we can learn from them. Mm-hmm. And all that, and to further enhance our own growth and our own success.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of correlations there, big time. So you wanted to talk about security in the cloud. What do you want to talk about in that area of the world?
Well, first of all, you know, we all know the cloud is becoming more and more relevant to delivering services to our members. Mm-hmm. And it's a different way of delivering, and the threats and the risk, I should say, more. Are serious, and if we don't do due diligence, shall we say, and we don't have the appropriate governance in place, some bad things can happen, and we need to understand what those risks are and ensure that we have the appropriate plan in place to know what we're getting into and that they are providing the same security in their environments that we have in our own environments.
Is this something that you guys at Mission are practicing or are going to practice?
We have been practicing. We are moving more and more things into the cloud, as most all credit unions are. And it's we've been dealing with it well, but all of a sudden now we're thinking, you know, we probably should have a separate security plan, a cloud security plan or program. Mm-hmm. And it's probably something that the NCUA is going to be asking for in the near future. So we're gearing up for that and starting the efforts to develop a plan now.
Because it's becoming so prevalent throughout the industry, that's why?
So prevalent. Yeah. Yeah. And it, as I say, you can't offload the responsibility to protect your members' information. You can't. You can offload some of the activities and some of the operations involved with protecting that into the cloud environment. But the bottom line is the credit union is still responsible for protecting the members' information.
Right. And so the bottom line, what are some of the benefits for security in the cloud for a credit union and ultimately trickling down to the members?
Well, the benefits for being in the cloud is you have basically, you're paying by subscription. You're not having to put the down payment and buy the car. You're going to lease the car, basically, of a cloud of application. Or there's three areas. There's software as a service. There's a platform as a service and infrastructure as a service. And each one has its own set of risks involved with it. And you need to understand fully how that relates to the threats that are presented to your credit union. They're the same threats presented to us, but we're in charge.
Right.
And we know what's going on in our own internal organizations, but out in the cloud, you don't know what they're doing specifically. So there's tools and controls that you can put in place in order to ensure and have a certain level of confidence that they're doing their jobs and protecting your members' information.
Yep. Very important. Want to stay out of those headlines when it comes to data breaches. Oh my goodness. So the importance here, kind of the all-encompassing messaging for security in the cloud, the importance, I guess, is...
Well, yeah, basically is to do your due diligence.
Okay.
One. They need to be doing those same things. They need to have a governance and managing to a governance framework that, like we are doing, you know, internally at Mission Fed, we use the COVID governance framework. And they need to have a framework with which they are ensuring that their controls are adequate. There's a SSA 18, the Statement of Standards on Attestation Engagements, version 18 that's out there now that we're most all credit unions are looking at, and to help ensure that they are doing the appropriate controls, have those in place, and they're following it. If they had those controls, it's one thing to have controls.
Yeah.
It's another thing to ensure you're working those controls, that you are following those controls.
Important.
A type 2 type SSA 18 will help to get that to you. But especially my concern for mostly is there's some of the small credit unions, they may not have that expertise, and we outsource actually the review of those SS18s, so we get specific targeted information on how that SS18 was satisfactory to meeting it. And but we still have to be, bottom line, we're still responsible.
Right.
We have to look at it and see where the risks are and get and develop a level of confidence that they're protecting the information.
I'm glad you brought up the smaller credit unions. What advice do you have for smaller credit unions, or even mid-size, or even large credit unions who want to start something like this if they haven't got started yet? What's some advice for you that you've learned along the way?
I'm glad you asked. There's a couple of things. First of all, I would do like we have. Outsource your SSA 18s to get a full comprehensive report. We've been doing it for just a few months now, maybe 6 months, and all that. The plan is to bring it back in. But now that we see how they've framed the whole thing and how they've looked at it and developed that type of thing, it's easy enough to do in-house if you have the expertise. Smaller credit unions won't have that. They should outsource that review appropriately and understand when it comes back to you what you're seeing and what you're feeling. The other thing is there's a website that's handled by the Cloud Security Customer Council, CSCC. They have developed a framework for developing a cloud security program, and that's very, very good. And it's all based upon ISO standards, and all the 27,000 series of ISO standards, most specifically ISO 27017 and ISO 27018. Those are the two that involve the protection of information in the cloud.
Well, this is getting more and more important every year. It seems to grow in significance big time. Wrap-up question here for you, since you're the CIO at Mission Fed. What's your outlook on the rest of the year here for 2018 as far as technology goes? I know it's a super broad question, but if you can kind of summarize what you're looking for, what are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing, really, it's all the electronic delivery of services, how to make things more convenient for our members. We want that friction to be
frictionless. Yeah,
exactly. We want that to be really smooth and across platforms to make sure that our members are getting the types of services that they want and need and such. So anything having to do with that. And then on the other side, information management, it's really getting serious about how to, we've got all this information, and what are we going to do with it? And we need, you know, our marketing department and finance department, all these, we need answers. We've got all these questions on how we can identify members and what their next best need is at the point before they even know it and start working with them on things like that. And so we're having to really dig deep and find out how to get that information out to them in a readable and meaningful manner.
Indeed, and it just benefits you guys, and ultimately it benefits the members. So, because they're getting stuff that they need, you know, not stuff that they don't need. So very cool. Yeah. Gary, thank you so much,
Michael,
for stopping by.
Yeah. Talking. Hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Me too, and you as well.
I
thanks.
Intend to.
Appreciate it, man.